This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Tine.
And I'm Bonnie North. From infamous projects like Cabrini Green and Robert Taylor Homes in Chicago to Barry Farm in Washington, D.C., public housing usually makes the news only when it's not working.
Milwaukee's West Lawn on the city's northwest side is making news because of what's going right. West Lawn is Wisconsin's largest public housing project and has been undergoing demolition and redevelopment for a few years now. The eastern section was reopened with all new housing stock in 2013, and the western section is currently being worked on with the help of a large housing and urban development grants.
Andrea Waxman reports for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, and she joins me in the studio now to give us an update. Andrea, it is always good to see you. Thanks for coming back in.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's my pleasure.
West Lawn is about to undergo some demolitions. New buildings are going to be built for residents there. Before we get to those specific stories, take us back a little bit. This is part of a big public housing project that started in the 1950s, right?
Yes, that's right. It's one of the public housing developments that was built after the war. There was a housing shortage. This particular development, West Lawn, was completed in 1952. It was the largest public housing project in the state of Wisconsin.
And I assume that there was a certain kind of style or maybe lack of it in the units that were built, probably very similar and very sort of tract looking.
Very much so. They look really like barracks, red brick. They're all exactly the same size and shape, and they've deteriorated over that time. It's been 64 years.
Now, in 2013, the east part of it reopened. Is that correct?
That's
so they had
correct.
Demolished that part of it and rebuilt?
They had. It was a different kind of financing. The people were moved out, the buildings were demolished, and all new buildings were built. And if you've driven past there, you can see how much more attractive the new buildings are, how much more varied they are one from another. They started with 332 units in the east part of West Lawn, and when they reopened as West Lawn Gardens with a new name in 2013, they had 250 new units. And they are actually going to be adding to the eastern section as well as rebuilding the western section in this phase.
So the western section, you mentioned different funding. The demolition and then the rebuilding of the western section is partially because of a HUD grant. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's a very interesting kind of grant called Choice Neighborhoods Program. And it's actually only been granted to 5 cities in the United States. Milwaukee's one of those 5.
And so this allows this phase to continue, basically.
Correct. It's a $30 million 5-year grant.
And so that starts with the demolition, but it also starts with moving people out.
Right.
Is that
it starts
correct?
It really starts with notifying and educating everyone about what's going to happen and then finding a place for each family to move to. So the relocation part, and that's underway now. The first block of residents who are moving started moving in the spring and will be out by the end of August. And the first demolition will begin in September.
When do they expect to be complete with the demolition part of the project?
That is a good question. There are 4 blocks of residents moving, and that will be finished by 2019.
I assume they have to demolish everything first before they can rebuild?
No, actually, the demolition and rebuilding will also happen in phase 6 phases. And so there will be demolition and rebuilding going on. And they're starting with the northwest section before everyone moves out.
Okay.
So it's going to happen in sort of waves. And there's an overlap in the different phases.
I also understand that one of the contingencies built into the grant is that people who have to move out because of this are guaranteed a place in the rebuilt West Lawn. Is that correct?
That's correct, Bonnie. Yeah. And that's different from what happened in the eastern section.
So the people who are moving out now that you spoke to are probably feeling a little better because they know they can come back?
I think so, yes. Yes, I think that the people that I spoke to are looking forward to the huge improvement in the housing that they'll be moving back into.
So who did you talk to?
Well, I did speak with one woman who lives in the eastern section. So she's now living in a new apartment, and that was interesting because she was in a position to sort of compare, and she did say that it was much nicer. It includes central air conditioning. She said hers was a little bit smaller, but it had an additional bathroom. It's a 1.5 baths, and she was just very pleased with the new appliances and the improvement in the amenities.
One of the people that you spoke to talked about how the older units, you know, it's a constant mold problem.
Yes, yes. One of the people that I talked to, who is in fact the president of the resident group, has lived there in several different units over the years, and she said that she has a serious problem with mold because her apartment does get flooding when it rains, and she was actually recently diagnosed with asthma. So one thing that's going to be really nice for her when she moves back is the new units will include some healthy homes units, which are made specifically to reduce irritants to people who have respiratory diseases. So the kind of material that's used for the flooring, improved ventilation system, things like that.
HEPA filters and those sorts
of
things.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, to really help. Are all of the units that are being built, are they, I assume they're to higher environmental standards?
Yes, yes, yeah. They are. Absolutely.
So everyone there is going to benefit from that,
yes.
You know, better heating, better cooling, you know, less money spent on those things because of tighter structure, that sort of stuff.
Yes, and they have things built into this green space to help with water runoff and something called bioswales. It's a very environmentally positive water management feature.
As all of this is happening, did you find anyone that was reluctant to leave?
No, I didn't.
Everyone's ready to go.
I think so. I mean, of course, it's difficult to move, and there's a whole process but finding another place. But the Housing Authority has hired a 4 or 5-member relocation team and 6 case managers to help each household find a place and actually move. The relocation specialists help them understand what their options are and find places to consider. And then the case managers, exactly, or other public housing, right? The case managers then work with each family to go and see the apartments and figure out what's going to be appropriate to help arrange their moves. And then they're offering all sorts of help with working out educational and job training programs for them. As one of the case managers that I spoke with, who is, by the way, a resident of Westlawn also, mentioned that she becomes like family to these people because she's working with them very closely for the full 5 years of the redevelopment.
So they'll also help them move back when it's time to
Absolutely.
Move back in and find the appropriate, because it's not going to be a barracks type thing. There are going to be a different sizes of and types of housing,
Absolutely,
I understand.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Various kinds of apartments and townhouses and single-family houses, public housing, rent assistance housing, and there will even be some private market-priced homes for sale
within
the development.
That's fantastic. I love the idea that they're trying very hard to make it a neighborhood, you know, a realistic neighborhood as opposed to sort of a ghetto.
Exactly. And that is one of the sort of foundations of the choice neighborhood idea that HUD has developed to go with this grant, to work with lots of entities in the area.
And to make it all.
To make it a place where people want to live.
Well, Andrea, it is always a pleasure to have you in. I know you'll be working on this story as the next 5 years unfolds. We look forward to talking with you
Absolutely.
As things
progress.
There
are lots more interesting stages to this project. So thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Andrea Waxman is a reporter with the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. There's a link to her article on the ongoing Westlawn Public Housing Project rebuild at WUWN.com.